Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker used his annual budget address on Wednesday to pillory President Donald Trump. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has details.
A possible 2028 presidential contender, Pritzker named Trump a half dozen times in his budget speech. On Trump's tariffs, Pritzker predicted tomatoes, beef, and beer would soon cost more for Illinoisans. On Trump's cost-cutting frenzy, Pritzker said it imperils health care for hundreds of thousands of Illinoisans, meals on wheels for senior citizens and the disabled, and the state's vital agricultural industry. The governor accused Trump of imperialistic behavior and vowed not to let him, quote, steal Illinois tax dollars.
My oath is to the Constitution of our state and of our country. We don't have kings in America, and I don't intend to bend the knee to one.
Governor's attacks drew Democratic cheers and GOP catcalls. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
In Iowa, ranked choice voting, where voters rank candidates instead of choosing just one, would be banned in the state under a bill brought by the Secretary of State's office. Supporters of ranked choice voting say it can save money since it would do away with extra elections like runoffs. They also say it would give more power to voters and make elections less polarized. Matt Wettstein of Ames is a volunteer with Better Ballot Iowa. He's against the bill and says there's no reason to ban the idea.
The fact is, we're not here today to ask you all to support ranked choice voting. We're asking you all to keep the conversation going. What we want is a free, fair, and good faith conversation.
The Secretary of State's office and other opponents of ranked choice voting say it could create confusion and contribute to long wait times at the polls. Instant runoff voting would also be banned under the bill, which was approved by an Iowa Senate subcommittee on Wednesday. The Iowa Supreme Court is weighing whether a railroad company is responsible for a worker's death by suicide. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Cheng has more on a lawsuit brought by his wife.
The case before the Iowa Supreme Court could turn on whether suicide is considered an emotional or physical injury as relates to workplace liability. Phil Morgan took his own life after his supervisor allegedly intimidated him. His wife sued Union Pacific, saying the company created an unsafe working environment. Her attorney says current laws aren't up to date with medical research on suicide, so a new rule should be made. But the company's attorney, John Amarillo, says the justices must consider precedent.
Plaintiff can disagree with the Supreme Court's policy determinations on that point, but they're still binding.
Amarillo says while tragic, Union Pacific would not be liable for an emotional injury. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
The National Endowment for the Arts has revised its grant guidelines for 2026 to reject applications for projects focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. The changes are leaving many Iowa arts organizations uncertain about funding for their future programming. The NEA has also eliminated its Challenge America grant for the upcoming year, which provides $10,000 to bring arts access to underserved communities. The Fairfield Arts and Convention Center is still waiting for the Challenge America funding. It was awarded for 2025. Executive Director Lindsay Bauer expressed concern about navigating the new guidelines.
I'm putting together my season for 25-26 already. I'm signing contracts now. I'm budgeting now. If I can't count on a level of funding that we've been able to rely on in the past, that really, really is going to affect how we're able to plan.
The Iowa Arts Council says it's still working to understand changes enacted recently at the federal level concerning funding. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued yet another disaster proclamation due to an outbreak of bird flu at a poultry operation. In a news release Wednesday, the Department of Agriculture confirmed that a turkey flock tested positive for the virus in Sac County, marking the fourth detection of the virus in commercial flocks in Iowa this year. Hundreds of thousands of birds at poultry operations in Iowa have been destroyed due to outbreaks of the bird flu in the past year. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.